Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A new draft of a deal on financing to curb and adapt to climate change released Friday afternoon at the United Nations Climate Summit pledged $250 billion by 2035 from wealthy countries to poorer ones. The amount satisfied the countries who will be doling out the money, but not those in need. COP29 presidency lead negotiator Yalcin Rafiev reminded countries this wasn't the final verdict.
Dear colleagues, again, this is still draft. It's being considered. It will be negotiated further. The COP still continues, and that is a proposal made by some of the parties, and we have reflected those proposals.
It struck a sour note from developing countries, which see conferences like this one as their biggest hope to pressure rich nations because they can't attend meetings of the world's biggest economies. Rockets likely launched by Hezbollah or affiliated groups hit a United Nations peacekeeping base in southern Lebanon on Friday amid heavy shelling and ground skirmishes in the region. Italy's defense ministry said four Italian soldiers were slightly injured after two exploding rockets hit the UN mission base in Shama in southern Lebanon. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani condemned the attack. From what can be seen, there appears to be two missiles likely launched by Hezbollah. Once again, what is happening is unacceptable. Just as we have firmly told Israel to exercise maximum caution and prevent artillery shells from hitting our base, we say with equal determination that Italian soldiers must not be touched. The UN mission, known as UNIFIL, is stationed in southern Lebanon to monitor hostilities along the demarcation line with Israel, an area that has seen fierce clashes in November between Israeli troops and Iran-backed Hezbollah fighters. Since Israel launched a ground campaign across the border against Hezbollah fighters at the end of September, UNIFIL soldiers have suffered several attacks. This is VOA News. NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled a session Friday over the security threat, Ukraine's foreign affairs minister. We must also respond together, bearing in mind these realities. That is why next week's meeting will be held in the NATO-Ukraine format, and we hope for concrete and meaningful outcomes. In a stark warning to the West, Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a nationally televised speech to his nation Thursday that the attack with the intermediate-range missile was retaliation for Kyiv's use of U.S. and British longer-range missiles capable of striking deeper into Russian territory. Jair Bolsonaro, the former president of Brazil, has been indicted for his role in an attempted coup in 2022, along with 36 others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Brazil's Supreme Court's expected to refer the counts to a prosecutor general who will decide whether to formally charge Jair Bolsonaro and put him on trial or toss out the investigation. The former right-wing leader is already barred from running again in 2026 and could even wind up in jail. Politicians say if Bolsonaro does stand trial at the Supreme Court, there will be a race among his allies and his rivals to curry favor with his supporters. I'm Jackie Quinn.
10 pro-Palestinian NGOs asked a Dutch court on Friday to stop the Netherlands exporting weapons to Israel and trading with Israeli settlements in occupied Palestinian territories, citing high civilian casualties in Israel's war in the Gaza Strip.
We want the Dutch court to assess the Dutch government's compliance with international law. And if the government is in violation of its obligations, the court should ask the government to address that. So our claim is that the Dutch government is in fact in violation of its obligations and therefore need to stop sending arms to Israel.
That was Ahmed Aboufal, a legal advisor for the plaintiffs. According to them, the Dutch state, as a signatory to the 1948 Genocide Convention, has a duty to take all reasonable measures at its disposal to prevent genocide. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says he will defy an arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The ICC issued the warrant on Thursday for Netanyahu, as well as his former defense minister and Hamas's military chief, accusing them of crimes against humanity in Gaza. In comments to state radio on Friday, Orban, a close Netanyahu ally, accused the court of interfering in an ongoing conflict for political purposes, saying the decision to issue the warrant for Netanyahu over his conduct of war in Gaza undermined international law and escalated tensions. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.